How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and man, oh man, lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. We got the golf tournament going on the other side of the pond, and it's over before most people even wake up, but hey, we ain't mad at you. It starts at like 5 a.m. Phoenix time and gets done by 11 a.m. here today, and most of the days it's been done by noon, but hey, I ain't mad at them. They got to do what they got to do, and it is what it is, but wow, talk about a difficult way to watch a golf tournament. Kind of feel bad for them because I don't think they get the coverage they really should. But speaking of coverage, holy cow, what happened here in Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday with the WNBA All-Star festivities, the game? The festivities were Friday. I was a little disappointed about that, to be honest with you, because I would have liked to have seen Caitlin Clark shoot three-pointers, Mike Wilson. But I did see the WNBA put on a hell of a show for an all-star game that was absolutely competitive as all hell, Mike Wilson. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. The WNBA made their all-star game competitive, and that's all we want, right?
Hey, it was a good game, man. And I'll tell you what, Team USA might have messed up a little bit. That's all I can say about that. We got to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're talking Major League Baseball. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Now it is time to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. You know, the worst thing that I'm dealing with right now, you know, we don't talk about this much, but I don't know what happens to me here in the summer, but my skin starts to bother me so bad, and I get itchy, and I get eczema. I don't know what the heck happens to me here in the summer, but Mike is always bragging and boasting about our beautiful weather. I'm complaining because something happened to me here every summer where my skin just says, dude, you're getting way too much sun, it's way too hot, and you shouldn't be out in the sun doing what you're doing for as many hours as you're doing it. But it is what it is. I got to deal with it. And then all of a sudden, as soon as this crazy 115 degree heat goes away by, I don't know, into September sometime, I start to feel a little bit better. But with that being said, we have passed the All-Star break, and I think it's now time where we start figuring out what exactly happens here as far as who's going to make a real push and who's going to be buyers, who's going to be sellers, and then we really find out who the real contenders are, and then we start losing some of those pretenders, John. So first and foremost, before we get too far, your thoughts of the whole All-Star break, the festivities, the game itself, just want to get your take on that.
Well, I guess I'm glad it's over, because to me it's just a four-day break in the schedule. It means that there's 4 days go by that I don't have an opportunity to watch a competitive baseball game. I struggle with this All-Star game now for years and years, and we've talked about this before. For years and years and years, to me, the All-Star game was something I looked forward to. And I looked forward to it from a number of standpoints. It was the traditional sort of mid-season break in the schedule. It was an interesting game for somebody that lives in Canada and at that time did not have a major league team in the country. It was an opportunity to see some of the players on some of the lesser teams in the U.S. that we didn't see very often on national television here, because generally what we saw on television here was the NBC game of the week, which was usually on a Saturday afternoon or a Monday night or both, and it was two good quality teams. It was the game that the NBC network deemed to be the most attractive game on the schedule that day. So needless to say, there were lots of times where we didn't see the then Cleveland Indians, the then Atlanta Braves, the lesser teams, the then San Diego Padres. We didn't get an opportunity to see those teams because they weren't very good. So we got a huge fill of Red Sox, Tigers, Cardinals, Yankees, Mets, the usuals. And it was the All-Star game was an opportunity for me to see players on teams like the Padres that weren't a very good team, the old Washington Senators that weren't a very good team, that we probably didn't see very often. So that was one factor. The second factor was, we've talked about this before too, the uniforms. To me, they were something special. The ones we have now, in the All-Star game, they just look like a Tuesday night beer league softball game, quite frankly. It's very, very disappointing to see the way that they're dressed. We now have interleague play, which we didn't have before. So we get a chance to see some of the better players from each team, each league, playing against the better players from the other team. And there wasn't anywhere near as much movement between leagues by players in those days. So a guy like Willie Mays was a National Leaguer. Mickey Mantle was an American Leaguer. And Al Kaline was an American Leaguer, and so on and so forth. Now these players change teams like you and I change socks. It's very frustrating to watch. You can't really associate a guy with a team or a league anymore. It's really just a question of where are they playing this week, this year, and let's play against each other. I was disappointed in the format when it changed a little bit. I really had a tough time watching it, quite frankly.
Okay.
John, I couldn't agree more about the uniforms. And, I know I sent you like an email or something talking about these uniforms, and they were just butt ugly. But getting to the task at hand here, we've talked about Houston, overtaking Seattle or the possibility of it. They're up again. They're up a game now in first place over the Mariners in the American League West. What has contributed to their vault to the top spot, and what's contributed to Seattle being where they're at? I mean, granted, they're only a game behind. It's not like they're like 15 games behind or anything like that. But Seattle's kind of been in control there for a bit, and now Houston's starting to exert their dominance.
Well, I think we, as we've chatted before about this, I don't think any of us thought that Houston was anywhere near as bad as they were coming out of the gate this year. They've kind of got it together again. They've gone on a nice little winning streak, and, not necessarily 8, 9, 10 games in a row, but they've been going on these nice streaks where they've been winning, 12 or 13 out of 20, 11 out of 15, 7 out of 10. And you do that often enough, and those numbers match up. The Mariners right now in a bit of a struggle, losing 5 in a row, the last 2 to the Astros, and that's kind of what's put the Astros in first place. Both teams with 52 wins, but the Astros playing 2 less games, therefore having 2 less losses, gives them a better percentage. So that's a big piece of it. But, I look at the run scored column, and they're by no means last in the major leagues, but the Mariners have only scored 381 runs. That's over 100 and some runs behind the team that scored the most, which is the Yankees at 495. The Orioles have scored 491. The Guardians 481, the Astros 484. So all of a sudden, you kind of see where the Mariners' problems are. It's not pitching. It's not defense. It's obviously hitting because they're not scoring the runs. I think Seattle's got to go out and get a bat at the trade deadline or before in order to get back into this, because I think Houston's just kind of gathering momentum here, and I think that they're playing really, really well, and I don't see any reason why the Astros should think that they're going to fall back behind the Mariners again. The Mariners have to do something before this gets away on them, quite frankly.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Okay, so I remember telling you guys a couple few weeks ago, we're looking at mediocrity. We're not necessarily getting parity. And, you know, there's certain teams that are way better than other teams in this league. I think at the time I asked you guys, hey, how many teams do you think are 500 or better in all of Major League Baseball? And the number was, if my memory serves me correct, it was somewhere between 8 and 11 total teams were 500 or better. As I look at it today, there are now 17 teams in the league that are 500 or better, which is good in my humble opinion. But there's two teams that I'm thinking of right now, John, that the way that they're playing now compared to the way that they played last year in the first half. And that's the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that's the Arizona Diamondbacks. If my memory serves me correct, both of those teams were pretty hot in the first half of the season last year. I'm kind of looking at it right now, and I'm wondering if they're going to be opposite of what they were. And think about this during the break, because I do hear the music coming. But last year, I feel like Pittsburgh was hot in the beginning of the year, and they lost it. Same thing kind of with the D-backs. They had to hang on. Maybe they have a role reversal this year, and they start balling out this second half of the season, and they catapult themselves. The D-backs have really climbed. And Pittsburgh is starting to climb. So think about that during the break. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
President Biden. President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
On Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports at the moment. John Poulter comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk hockey with him when it's appropriate. But right now, we're talking Major League Baseball because we also talk Major League Baseball with John Poulter. And I was incorrect. Well, I was correct and incorrect at the same time. I said to you guys, I thought there were 17 teams that were 500 or better. There are 17 teams that are 500 or better, but there are 18 teams that are at 500 or better, actually. So that's quite a turnaround, John. I'll be honest with you, because, you know, a couple few weeks back, it was not looking like this. It was really looking like races between one and two teams, and some races weren't really even races, and all of a sudden we've come around here. And I'm going to even say one more thing that I didn't just say, because I kind of want to get your take on what I said to you about Pittsburgh and Arizona. But I hate to say this, but as good as Philadelphia is playing, the Braves are still only 7.5 games back. And like, all it's going to take is this losing streak that the Phillies are on right now of three games to get to like six games. And then all of a sudden, the Braves might be three or four games back. And then we have ourselves one hell of a race. And who knows, maybe the Mets can kind of even sneak in there a little bit more, as they finally have gotten over 500 on the season too. But just some interesting things there, John. What are your takes on Pittsburgh and Arizona? And then what do you think also potentially could Atlanta somehow, some way slip into this thing because the Phillies go on a little bit too long of a skid?
Well, maybe we can address the second question first, because I think it's an easier one to answer.
Okay.
You know, the Phillies, you know, you talked about mediocrity and teams coming back to 500. There are six divisions in Major League Baseball. Five of the division leaders are 4-6 in their last 10. The only one that is not 4-6 in their last 10 is the Houston Astros, who are 6-4. So this is a trend across baseball. And can Philadelphia and Atlanta still be a race? Yeah, I think it can. The one thing we don't know, and I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but I will before next week, is how many head-to-head games are left between the Phillies and the Braves, because that may come down to making the decision as to which team wins that division. And to your point, if that losing streak gets to five or six as opposed to the three that it currently is, yeah, all of a sudden we have a race there again. Moving to the first question about Pittsburgh and the Diamondbacks, I think the Diamondbacks kind of had a funny season last year. If I remember correctly, they started out well, went into a slump, then finished well and got into the World Series as a result of that finish. Whether they can do that again is another story, but they've certainly been playing well. They struggled to get to 500, but about 3 weeks ago, the Blue Jays were in Arizona, and guess what? The Blue Jays helped the Diamondbacks get to 500. The Diamondbacks haven't looked back since. They're now above 500. Pittsburgh had a really great start last year, but came back to the pack. This year they're at 50-48. They're one of those teams at 500 or better. All they've got to do is keep playing well. And as we've talked many times, that National League Central is not an overly strong division, so they do have a chance.
Mike, jump on in. I was trying to shoot you. Go ahead, jump on in, brother.
No, we're good. John, you know, now we're in the second half of the season. Races are going to maybe start heating up, even though there's just a couple divisions that are actually fairly competitive, at least in my opinion. We get closer to the playoffs. Dodger fans start getting a little, let's just say, they start getting a little tight. What's it going to take for the Dodgers, who we all know can solve problems with their checkbook, and they got talent coming out of it, all parts of their skin, but what's it going to take for them to kind of break through and be that dominant team in the playoffs that we always think they're going to be, and they haven't shown that yet?
Well, and hold on, because I'm going to throw a little something extra in on this one, John, because quite frankly, they've only got like a game lead on the Milwaukee Brewers right now. So let's throw this in there. Is there a possibility that the Dodgers may be playing on the road to start out the postseason as well if the Brewers can overtake them?
Yeah, that's a real possibility, isn't it? I guess there's not a lot of people who've looked at that, but it's a very, very good point. The Brewers have an opportunity, again, because they're playing in a division that, in my opinion, is a little less strong than most of the other divisions in Major League Baseball. The Brewers need to get themselves into a spot where they, quote, make hay while the sun shines, because they have an opportunity, because Cincinnati and Chicago aren't very good, even though Cincinnati is 47 and 52. Maybe they can get back into the race, but I got to think that Cincinnati and the Cubs are the two teams in that division we can probably say are not likely to make the postseason. Pittsburgh is a bubble. St. Louis is a bubble. St. Louis could still catch Milwaukee the way that the two teams have been playing in the last 10 days, 14 days. And I don't know how many head-to-head series there are between the Brewers and the Cardinals. And before next week, I'll take a look at all of the head-to-heads between the teams that look like they're in contention. So we can maybe chat about that a little bit more next week. But at the end of the day, the Dodgers could very easily find themselves on the road. And, you know, you talk about a guy on the hot seat. And I got to think that if you looked at the top five guys in Major League Baseball that were on the hot seat, I got to think Dave Roberts is one of them, because, A, the Dodgers are supposedly so good, and everybody was talking about them winning 110, 111 games at the start of the season. Right now, they're on a pace to win 95, so that's underperforming in my mind. And secondly, although they've been to the World Series, they have, on other than one occasion, they haven't won that World Series, and there's all kinds of talent on that team. I got to think Dave Roberts is on a huge hot seat if the Dodgers don't win it all this year.
Yeah, good point. I mean, they made such a huge splash, right, in the offseason, and then they had a little bit of a problem with that splash in the offseason. And quite frankly, the Dodgers are – they're good. They're not great. Like
exactly.
It's just the truth. They're a good baseball team. They're not great, and the expectations were for them to be great. So, yeah, I look at this very. Hey, you didn't mention Pittsburgh, by the way. They've won six straight. They're only six back of the Brewers. Like, do you see them continuing to play pretty strong here in the second half? Because I feel like They get out of the gates, and then all of a sudden they go on a terrible, yeah, you know, like a really long bad streak. But now it seems like they're finding their footing again. Could Pittsburgh be a problem in the second half, John?
I think they could be spoilers. I can see them winning 85 or 86 games, which generally is not enough to get you into the postseason. Pittsburgh, as you mentioned, has been a very streaky team, and we've seen that for a couple of years now. And I think one of the things Pittsburgh has to do is avoid that streakiness, certainly on the negative side. I mean, it's great to say, let's go on a streak and win 7 out of every 10. Every manager and every fan would love to see that. But you got to avoid those 3-7, 4-6 slumps that we see a lot of these teams falling into right now. So I think the possibility is there. I don't think that they would be a favorite in my book to make the postseason. But we've seen what can happen when a team plays well at the end of the year and just qualifies for the postseason tournament and does well. As recently as last year, Texas Rangers did not really play that well until September last year, and look where they ended up. So it's very, very possible, but you know, I hate to throw a bucket of water on a fire in Pittsburgh, but I got to think that Pittsburgh is still a year or two away from being a serious contender. I think right now they are a good contender, and again, I think they're helped a little bit by the division that they play in, because that is not the strongest division in baseball, so perhaps these numbers are a little bit skewed in terms of where they are at 50 and 48. 5-10, that projects, I think, to 83 wins. So, you know, 83 wins probably is not going to get you into the playoffs. It will in the odd year. I don't think it's going to do it today with some of the teams that we have that are winning 100 to 95 games. I don't think 83 games is going to get you in.
Last one, John. Are we sleeping on the Cleveland Guardians a little bit and not talking about them enough?
Yep, we sure are. Here's a team that we knew was a contender along with the Twins in that division. But here they are, a five-game lead over the Twins. Right now, the second-best record in the American League behind Baltimore, third-best record in the whole Major League Baseball behind Philadelphia and Baltimore, on a pace to win 99 games. That's excellent as far as I'm concerned. Baltimore's on a pace for 99 games. So is Cleveland. You got to say that they're a serious contender.
John, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Stay safe. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody's business, baby. That's why we have him. We got to take a pause for the cause. Come back on the other side, Mike. I do want to talk to you a little bit about that WNBA All-Star game, because it was pretty sick, and had a Milwaukee native come in and just hoop it up. So you got to like that as well. Have a little break here. We'll be back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Keep it close.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a
4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The people, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting at you. You can get at us, by the way. I haven't done this all day long, at least not yet. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. We are going to switch gears and talk WNBA, but I know you have something you want to throw out there first with Major League Baseball. Go right ahead. Mike Wilson, are you there, my friend? I don't know if you are or you're not, but anyway.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, man. So there he is. The Scorpion got in the line, but hey, I ain't mad at you. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Anyways, we finished talking about the Cleveland Guardians, right? And, you know, are they better than what we think? Well, they're going to get better even into the future because their number one draft pick, we all know where he came from, Travis Bazzana. He is from the Oregon State University Beavers baseball team, number one draft pick in the Major League Baseball draft a few days ago. And to say the least, if people doubt the talent coming out of Corvallis as far as baseball, they've had two overall number one picks in the last 5 years. The first one was Adley Rutschman, and we all know what he's doing at the major league level. This Travis Bazzana, I'm telling you right now, this guy's a second baseman. He is an absolute vacuum in terms of fielding at second base, and he just hits bombs. He hit like 25, 26 home runs this year. A lot of those, Andy, were in the leadoff position. So Cleveland is getting a stud at the number one with the overall number one draft pick, as well as you should if you are having the number one overall draft pick. So I just want to throw out a little something to my fellow Beaver athletes and programs and all that kind of stuff, because you know I'm not above that at any point during our radio show. But congratulations, Travis Bazzana, Oregon State Beaver, number one draft pick of the Cleveland Guardians.
Good stuff. All right, so switching gears, talking WNBA All-Star Weekend, which happened here in Phoenix, Arizona. Look, I was a little disappointed on Friday because I would have liked to have seen the likes of Caitlin Clark and some of the other top WNBA gals get out there for some of those skills competition. So right. I kind of went into Saturday and I'm like, well, you know, we'll see, because I know what All-Star games are all about. And they're usually just to showcase the talent and give everybody a really, really good show. I'll tell you what, man, the WNBA absolutely blew this thing out of the park. You had a extremely meaningful basketball game happening for an All-Star game. You had Team USA playing against the All-Stars of the WNBA, allegedly gals that weren't good enough to be selected by the committee to play on that Team USA. I don't know how you are, but I know how I am. And if I don't make a squad and I'm going to get an opportunity to play against that squad because they felt like they had better people on the team than myself, I'm going to really have a chip on my shoulder, brother, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do everything in my power to show the selection committee and all of those other people on the other squad that I belong on that squad. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Arike, they all should have been selected on Team USA, my friend. And I think I'm going to take this to a different level, and I'm going to tell you why I think it's such a catastrophic screw-up mistake here by the USA selection committee. When you have the likes of Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and Arike, who can really go out there and absolutely just go ball out like crazy. But here's the other part of it, man. They are good for the game. Like,
right.
I don't understand what this Team USA selection committee was trying to prove, Mike. Okay, I really don't know what they were trying to prove with how they went about selecting this team. I think it was one of those situations where they said, look, we know that Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark are great, and they're these up and coming stars in our league. But if we put them on Team USA right now, maybe, just maybe, somehow, some way, we're stunting their growth and not making them have to work extremely hard to achieve this. But here's the point. They deserve it no matter what, man.
Right.
And when you can play the way that they can play, and when you can put eyes on the game the way that they can put eyes on the game, bro, they absolutely screwed this thing up so bad. And the All-Star game for the WNBA, to me, in my humble opinion, that showed us so much that they screwed up. And there are women that are so deserving to be on that Team USA, but yet they had an agenda, my friend. And I don't like that. I don't think that sports are about holding people back. I think sports are about letting people's talent come out to the fullest. And it doesn't matter your age, your size, your color, nothing. What matters is what you can do in that particular arena. And the WNBA All-Stars, whether they had a chip on their shoulder or not, man, they went out there and they played that game with so much passion, so much heart, and so much desire and will to want to win. I was absolutely blown away by the product, the entertainment level, and just how intense of a basketball game we got for an all-star event, man. Dude, NBA, honestly, take a lesson and learn from the little sisters who we have not given enough credit to for a long, long time. Because, dude, I am sorry, but that is an entertaining brand of basketball. And like I said the other day, I was on a show. I was a guest on a show in Milwaukee, and we talked a little bit about this, man. The bottom line is, when you're given that opportunity, you go out there and you make the most of it. And those WNBA gals made the most of their opportunity, and they made it so that everybody on that selection committee should be second-guessing themselves. And you know what? Maybe somebody even deserves to be fired for this, because, quite frankly, they screwed it up, Mike, and they screwed it up bad.
Yeah, they did screw it up bad. And, I will admit, last night was the first time I've ever watched the WNBA All-Star game, right? Like, most of us We didn't pay attention to it. There wasn't the must-see television part of it. There wasn't any compelling, you know, for most of America, compelling stars to watch. But anytime you bring in Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Arike, you know, all these women that are young, they're hungry, they want to show how good they are. And they did that last night. The one thing that I noticed that the WNBA All-Star team members, they really liked playing with Caitlin Clark. Like there was some reaction because Caitlin can pass. She can drop dimes to people that other players, most players in the league, can't do. And watching the reaction from these other WNBA All-Stars to Caitlin Clark after maybe she makes a shot, or it was more often than not off of a pass, I was like, all right, so these players who know what the hell is going on appreciate what Caitlin's going to bring. And getting to your point with the National Team Olympic Committee, they don't understand it. They missed the boat big time on this, because at the same, you know, people want to make the argument, Andy, like, well, we're, you know, look, we got to, who are you going to take off the team? I don't care. Take somebody off. Taurasi, you know, she's a great player, phenomenal player. She's kind of injured. She's kind of nicked up. And if you're not interested, if you're going to double down on, well, she hasn't earned, Caitlin hasn't earned it yet, or Angel hasn't earned it yet, you're doubling down on dumb. Because at the end of the day, you got to realize that your league, even with its new TV media rights deal, I'm sure you saw that, that's big time for them. $2.2 billion, you know, for a media rights deal. You should be hitting the ground praising Caitlin Clark, because she's the one that brought that. She's the one that made WNBA games kind of appointment television, at least when she's playing. We all know that. And to deny that, you're doubling down on being dumb. And putting her on the Olympic team, whether she plays a ton or not, it's going to bring eyes to the TV.
Yeah.
And these Olympic media people, Andy, you know, I know, it's all about getting eyes to the television, buzz, talk, all that stuff.
Look,
they're not going to get it as much. They're not going to get it as much if they don't, if, you know, not putting Caitlin on the team, Angel on the team. Arike last night, holy smokes, Andy. I was jumping out of my seat. I was like, holy smokes, she's just hitting shots. And she hit some one leggers, just fadeaway threes, just coming off dribbles, boom, hitting it. This Olympic committee, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Someone needs to be, you know, reassigned or fired from their job for not putting these young ladies in the game when it's these young ladies, and more specifically, you know, Caitlin, for bringing everybody to the game. They're there to see her do what she does. And I'm telling you, watching her pass the ball, there's going to be a ton of players that go, I want to go play with her.
Yeah,
because I'm going to get the ball.
Look, it was a Steve Nash-like performance with those 19 assists.
Right.
She's unreal, the way she can slice and dice. And again, they just missed a huge opportunity to continue to grow the women's game. That's really the bottom line. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We'll be right back. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and haven't done this all hour yet, Mike. The Open is happening right now. Tristan Lawrence leading the way at 7-under. Xander at 6. Justin Rose at 6-under. Russell Henley at about 4-under. Billy Horschel at 4-under, and then you go down the list a little bit, and you see Scottie Scheffler at 2-under par. I don't know how you feel about this tournament, but I said in our Open, it's kind of like the forgotten golf tournament. You know, we have like the Australian Open for tennis because it's going on in the middle of the night where, you know, you don't really get the greatest coverage with it. This is the similar situation, man. What are your thoughts about how the coverage is with the Open, where we start watching it at 4 or 5 a.m. and it's done by 11 or 12 o'clock here?
Well, look, I mean, the coverage is what the coverage is, and it's always been that way, and it's always kind of been dictated that way because, like you said, the Australian Open in tennis is, you know, pretty much for this country a whole world away. Different, you know, completely like almost a day ahead in terms of time. So it makes it tough to watch. And, you know, the British Open, I remember growing up, Andy, I don't know about you, but my dad was a big British Open, the Open Championship fan. He loved it. He'd get up early and watch it. My brothers and I, from time to time, when we kind of rouse around, we'd see it and stuff. But yeah, the coverage, the 9-hour difference, basically 6-hour difference, whatever it is, makes it tough to watch. But you know, you take it for what it is, and to me, it's still one of the best majors around. I always thought the PGA was the one that got forgotten, you know, growing up, kind of thing.
All right, brother, we got to take a pause for the cause. Hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon. We'll talk some football. We'll get back into a lot of things we've been talking, but another good hour coming, people. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Sports Byline USA News. I'm Alex Dorfler.
And I'm Ben Murphy.
The Los Angeles Clippers are sending guard Russell Westbrook a second-round pick swap and cash to the Utah Jazz in a sign-and-trade agreement for guard Chris Dunn. The Jazz and Westbrook are expected to agree on a contract buyout, and he's expected to sign with the Denver Nuggets once clearing waivers. This would be the second time in less than 2 years Westbrook would be waived by the Utah Jazz and has still never played a game for them. Westbrook, the future Hall of Famer, played for the Clippers for only 2 seasons where he averaged a career-low 11.1 points per game.
The WNBA is set to receive $2.2 billion over the next 11 years in a new TV rights deal. They will piggyback off the NBA's new deals with Disney, NBC, and Amazon. The value of this new deal is more than triple what the league's current deal is. The WNBA currently gets $60 million per year. After 2025, when their current deal ends, the new deal will earn them over $200 million annually.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark sets WNBA and Indiana Fever franchise record. In a loss against the Dallas Wings, Clark had 19 assists, a single-game record. The single-game assist record was previously held by Courtney Vandersloot, who had 18 in a game last season. Clark also set the single-game rookie record, passing Taisha Pinheiro, who set the record with 16 in 1998. Clark also overpassed Fever's single-season assist record with 202 in only 23 games. After this historic performance, Clark's odds for Rookie of the Year have jumped from minus 600 to minus 2,000.
Caitlin Clark and Sabrina Ionescu have both rejected offers to participate in the three-point contest this year. Clark has the record for most three-pointers in women's college basketball history with 548, while Ionescu currently owns the best three-point contest score of all time with 37 points, shooting 25 for 27 in a single round. This is Sports Byline USA News.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The baseball season resumes this weekend, and as a trade deadline looms at month's end, one of the surprises to date are the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora has this team shooting for the AL East title, and why not? Baltimore's not running away and hiding as they did last season, and the Yankees continue to go sideways over the past month and a half. Sox pitching odometers are ready to turn over, however, and that should be priority one. Several candidates exist, including former Red Sox Nathan Eovaldi of the Texas Rangers. The question is, can Texas win a weak division and then go deep? And speaking of Cora, his contract is up at season's end, and will that be a distraction come fall? He's a big part of this Sox resurgence, and it's reminiscent of when John Farrell took Boston all the way in 2013 after the Bobby Valentine experiment failed miserably in 2012. Can history repeat itself? Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
NFL first overall pick Caleb Williams signs a 4-year, $39 million fully guaranteed contract with the Bears. The contract also includes a $25 million signing bonus. In college, Williams won the 2022 Heisman with the USC Trojans. Williams that season set school records in passing yards and touchdowns. The Bears hope that Williams will be able to bring that success to Chicago.
The Bears' ninth overall pick, standout Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze, has officially signed his rookie contract. The contract is a 4-year, $22.7 million fully guaranteed deal with a fifth-year team option. Odunze led college football in 2024 with 1,640 yards on 17.8 yards per catch.
Have a good day.
And remember, you're listening to Sports Byline USA News. I'm Ben Murphy.
And I'm Alex Dorfler.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. So much to talk about in the sports world. On the other side of the pond, the Open happening right now. A lot of unfamiliar names, a lot of familiar names, and not enough viewage, if you ask me, but hey, it's just my humble opinion, which matters to some and doesn't matter to most, but I ain't mad at you. Obviously, a ton happening here in Phoenix, Arizona, with the WNBA All-Star Game happening, and once again, a Milwaukee native. Well, I don't know if Giannis was a Milwaukee native, but he did play for the Milwaukee Bucks. But another Milwaukee person comes in here and shines like you wouldn't believe, and just a great outcome for the WNBA All-Star gals to take out the USA team. So really cool for that. We'll talk some football this hour too, man. Lots to get into, Mike. Okay, hear the music.
I got, hey,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, hey, the men's team almost blew it, almost flipping blew it yesterday.
Yeah, it happens, man. So, look, gotta stay strong. But I do know we got to take a break, so we will take a break. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll get into it, my friend. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was.
Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All righty, everybody, and welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, myself, Andy Dorf, coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro. I want to switch gears completely from where we've been going, and I do want to talk to you about some NFL action because, as we know, NFL is king.
Yeah, baby.
We can talk at any time of the day, any time of the week, any time of the year. We're getting closer and closer, man. We are really, really getting closer. And obviously, college football is coming in even hotter than NFL football. But NFL is near and dear to so many, so close, so far,
yeah,
all around the world, man. It's just it's the best. So the other day, you and I were talking, you know, as I was driving in my car, and you were getting finished with your – actually, I think you were talking to me on your hike while you were out there sweating away.
Yeah.
And we were talking a little bit about Jordan Love, and we're talking about how much money he's going to wind up making or potentially could be making, and playing out his last season under his rookie contract – going to make $11 million this year. My question to you is this. If you're Jordan Love, do you want that stability before you put yourself out there on the field this season? Or do you go into this with an open mind and say, you know what, I'm going to honor my contract that I have, and I'm going to play myself into something that a lot of people dream about? So the question is basically in a nutshell, should this guy want to get a boatload of money right now and have this thing done before the season, or should he play and then maybe during the season sometime, or obviously at the very latest, at the end of the season, maybe they decide, okay, we're going to give you that guarantee that you've been looking for and wanting. Or this is the other thing that I haven't thought about until just now. They franchise him for like another couple of years or something like that. You know what I mean? So like, right. There's a bunch of different options, but if you're Jordan Love, what do you want? What is the best option for Jordan Love?
If I'm Jordan Love, I try to get the deal done before the season starts or right after the season starts. So, you know, somewhere in there, just so it's not a distraction. You know, we talk all the time about NFL teams, coaches, players, they hate distraction. It's focus on the task at hand, focus on training camp, focus on the next opponent, you know, all those kind of things. And let's not have distraction, because that takes us away from focusing on what we're here to do. And that's win football games. So if I'm Jordan Love, I want to try and get this done before the season starts. So I'm not answering 10 million questions every flipping week about the contract. And he's going to be asked. I mean, if it's not done, he's going to be asked that quite a bit, either from local media there in Green Bay or national media shows that he goes on. He's going to get asked about it. For me, it's just limit the distractions, get it done. And like you and I said the other day, you know, you were talking, you know, maybe he takes less so he can put the Green Bay can put more weapons around him, you know, kind of the Tom Brady, Jalen Brunson kind of mold, where, you know, you have to ask yourself, well, how much money do I really need, you know, to survive my lifetime and for my family to live comfortably? You know, so he has to ask himself and in his agency and his family, you know, what's going to be the number. But if I'm Jordan Love, get it done before the season starts or right after the season starts. And I absolutely agree with you. Do what Brady did, do what Brunson recently did for the New York Knicks, take less money, but they can then use that money to get, you know, a good offensive line, a left tackle, you know, a good running back, you know, all those kind of things that you're going to need to have if you're Green Bay to be successful. And I fully anticipate Green Bay to be pretty successful this year. Like I have them winning 12, 13 games this year, because of based on what I saw in that last half of the season last year. And you're more tuned in with Milwaukee, you know, Wisconsin, Green Bay sports than I ever could be. But I'm just going off of what I saw last year and his development, his growth as a quarterback. If there's one thing we all know Green Bay does well, it's develop quarterbacks. And I think they got their next great one.
Yeah, I mean, I think they want to wrap him up for a long, long time. And, you know, I use the Jalen Brunson deal from the other day, because at the end of the day, what he did was unprecedented. Okay, you don't see guys doing what Jalen Brunson did in today's world, because everybody wants to get their bag and everybody wants to get paid and everybody wants to be respected by their peers, because the more money you make means you're respected. Like that's just the way it is. Unless your name is Gary Trent Jr., who could have taken a ton more money and decided to go play on a very user-friendly deal for the Milwaukee Bucks so that he could go back and team up with his buddy Damian Lillard. But that's a whole nother can of worms that we could go into. I'm thinking the number potentially, okay, I'm just being realistic about this. I look at it and I say 50 mil. 50 mil right. a year. And then how much is he going to get in guarantees? But then again, you know, I think that they'd be wise to have clauses in the contract that you can renegotiate and you can restructure. Because that's ultimately what Tom Brady has done throughout or did throughout his career. And now what you see Patrick Mahomes doing, to use the football equivalent of the Jalen Brunson kind of thing. Right. Because when you look, Patrick Mahomes is getting paid, man. Like we all know the dude's getting 500 freaking million. Okay. Like, so he's getting paid. But it's how they're paying him. And then the same situation with Tom Brady. Tom Brady made $25 million a year. Like, there's nothing wrong with making $25 million a year. Because what that did was it allowed him and his team some flexibility, like you were saying, to go out there and get that offensive lineman that was going to protect him, that left tackle that was going to protect his blind side, or the ability to go out there and get that number three wide receiver that you wouldn't have been able to get if you didn't have that little extra bit of cash. So as we go on in sports, and I think the future, I actually think the future is going to be more about guys taking friendly deals and understanding. Well, also it depends on where you are in your career, right? Like, so that's the other part of this equation. This is Jordan Love's opportunity to get paid, right? So, like, I don't want to take that away from him because he's earned the ability to go out and get paid really handsomely because of the body of work that he's shown us. But it's a little tricky. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't
sure.
It's not cut and dry because certain guys are deserving of that big payday. But then you also got to think about the dynamics of the team from that big payday. We got to take a break, speaking of paydays. We got to take a break and pay some bills. We're going to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world where looks like Xander is now in the lead at the Open. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Let's keep it in the NFL. What is the thing you just sent me? I don't know. What was that that you just sent me? Because I'm trying to look it up right now. What did you send me?
It's not. You can listen to it after the show. It's nothing that has to do with sports. During the break, sometimes I'll like scroll on TikTok, and I just found this collaboration where this guy put together AC/DC and Tupac as a collab, and I think you'll like it. You and I are both hip hop enthusiasts, and we like our rock as well. So it's along those lines. But guaranteed you can listen to it after the show. NFL. Man, it's right around the corner. I'm sitting here trying to think, who are the teams, Andy, that in your opinion that are not getting enough hype? You know, we know the Kansas City, the Buffaloes, the Dallas, Philly, you know, the Green Bay, those kind of teams are going to get a lot of hype. But to you, what is that team, or maybe it's, you know, like a group of five teams that are not getting the hype from everybody and people should be on the lookout for them?
All right, I'm going to take this question in a couple of different directions. I think a team that's getting a lot of hype that might actually not live up to it. So I'm going to go that route first, okay? And sure. The team I think of that would be potentially the Houston Texans, because they had so much success last year. Obviously, C.J. Stroud took the league by storm, but now there's some tape on him, and maybe he has a little bit of a sophomore slump to a certain degree. And right. I think the expectations there are extremely high. And you know, like right. I know, that when expectations are there, sometimes it's very difficult to live up to those expectations, a la my Milwaukee Bucks from this past season, right? The team that I think is not getting enough love, and they could be ready to turn the corner to a certain degree, is a team in the NFC South. And that team to me is the Atlanta Falcons.
I was thinking the same thing.
I think they got a lot of interesting pieces. And I think that, you know, they're young, but sooner or later you got to turn a corner. And maybe this is the year where we see some better play out of them. I'm going to give you another one that I think is interesting. And that's the Arizona Cardinals, man. I'm not expecting them to be great. Like, don't get me wrong, but I am expecting to see the addition of Marvin Harrison Jr. have a real impact on Kyler and his productivity, and that ability to have a guy that can really, really stretch the field. We haven't seen this yet for him. So I'm intrigued about what the Arizona Cardinals might look like a little bit this year, better than they have. I'm interested. Look, man, there's a few teams that are intriguing to me. I'm intrigued to see what the Pittsburgh Steelers are all about this year, man. Like,
yep.
I love Mike Tomlin. I think he's a great coach. A lot of people will fight me tooth and nail on this, man. But I always seem to think that he finds a way to make chicken soup out of chicken, you know what, a lot of times.
Right.
And I think this year I'm really more interested in seeing the development of Justin Fields, because I truly think at some point he's going to wind up being their quarterback, and Russ is just, look, it was $1 million, but it was $1 million, you know, like this isn't something that you're going to be kicking yourself about, because
right.
if it works out, then you're actually laughing at the rest of the league. But if it doesn't work out, it was $1 million, and it's not a big deal in today's world. So, those are teams that I'm looking at. And then here, I'm going to give you one more. You know what? If it doesn't, if they don't have a great season, I truly think that you have to think about totally breaking it up and going in a different direction. And that would be your Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
Because I think they have a lot of incredible weapons, and if they don't figure out a way to advance in the postseason, I think that sooner or later that's a problem. And then I'm going to give you one that I'm going to go the other way on this one, and you know, a lot of people are high on the New York Jets. I'm not that high on them, man, and I think they could be a disappointment, and I think that the Aaron Rodgers project there with the New York Jets could be a complete failure. However, there is a lot of rumors that potentially Devontae Adams could find his way somehow to the New York Jets. If that happens,
yep,
things could be a lot different, because we know how good Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams were in Green Bay. But I think that they've got a lot of things to work on, and I don't really like the chemistry there with the Jets. But those are a few teams that I'm kind of looking at, and I'll be intrigued to see how their seasons go, Mike. What say you on this one?
No, look, a lot of what you said I absolutely agree with. But, I mean, look, with my own Miami Dolphins, I've been saying that, thinking that for a while. We talked about just last segment about Jordan Love, right, getting his bag. Well, Miami's going to have to pay Tua, and I don't see Tua being the guy that's going to take a hometown discount kind of thing. And I've never been a huge Tua guy. Like, I just, Andy, for me, I like my quarterback 6'4". See you over the line with a cannon, and can make these throws on the fly. You know, he can drive that ball downfield. Tua can't do that. Now, does he have great weapons on the outside? Absolutely. It's just get the ball to Waddle, get the ball to Tyreek, and let them do what they do. Well, at some point, like you said, they got to win in the playoffs. They have to do something where they get maybe a playoff game at home. They can't be going to Kansas City where it's negative 250, you know, playing football in January.
to be successful. They're not going to do that. Do I like McDaniel as a coach? Yes, absolutely love McDaniel, what he's trying to do. But I absolutely do agree that if this could go south on him real quick, and if it does, I just think this could go really south and get real ugly. They got questions on defense. They lost them. They lost their best defensive tackle. They've lost a linebacker from last year who's going to be coming back eventually, I think, from an Achilles injury. They got some holes. We all know you can't stop anybody. You got nothing. Like, you can have the best offense in the world, but if you can't stop anybody, you're not going to be successful. And then, you know, I like your thought process with the Falcons. It's that AFC, not the AFC South, but the NFC South is kind of, besides Carolina, it's kind of like, well, who wants to win it? You know, who's going to show us that they can get into the playoffs, win that division? I would think
Tampa Bay is the front runner right now with how they finished their season last year. Sure. So I actually think Tampa Bay is probably right. But here's the point. This division, honestly, man, I think it's anybody's division. Whereas where we can't say that about the AFC West, that's Kansas City's division, right? In AFC East, I honestly, this year, I think that's Miami's division, man. Because Buffalo, there's so much change in Buffalo, right? Like, Josh Allen is going to have to figure out a new weapon. He's going to have to figure out a new guy to build chemistry with. So I look at Miami as being the best team in the AFC East this year. And if they don't have a really, really strong season, man, in a division that this year is a little bit down, I think that's a problem. I got two questions that I want to throw at you before the break comes. Cool. The music's coming right now. Is Kansas City capable of winning three straight, number one? And number two, who is the biggest threat to them in the AFC? We got to take a break. Think about that during the break, and we'll come back and we'll answer those questions. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever.
Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Mike giving me some breaking news about the Celtics and Sam Hauser. Four-year deal, 45 mil. Look, man, throwing money around like it's water. Hey, throwing money around like it's water. Wow, I'm just curious, like, how many minutes a game does that dude play, Mike? I'm just curious. Like, seriously, how many minutes does he play?
I want to say, like, he gets about 20 to 25, I think. Like, people think, like, he's a bench rider. He's not a bench rider. He comes in with that second group. He'll play with Brown or at least Tatum on there or, you know, any one of the other guys. But he gets minutes, and he's one of those guys that's a three, you know, we all know he's a 3-point shooter, but if he catches fire, like the basket becomes the ocean and everything goes in. So yeah, I mean, it's funny, you know, we're talking about this a little bit, but you know, my son texts me this, he'll text me stuff that breaks as we do the show. And so, you know, I said, hey, salary cap, I've heard about this salary cap thing, but I don't know exactly what it is, you know, kind of thing. And he goes, look, we all know that. He goes, Dad, with our team, it's all about championships. I'm like, well, it's all about championships for the other team, but I get what you're saying. But yeah, I mean, Boston's spending money like it's, like you said, you're throwing around water, like you're popping, you know, you're popping M&Ms into your mouth kind of thing. So, you know, the owner who wants to sell is making deals and, you know, screw the luxury tax. I mean, not this year, but the following year, I know I've said Boston between salary and the luxury tax, we're going to have a bill of like $500 million in all that stuff. And then, you know, the starting lineup, you know, for Boston is, you know, the total worth of their contracts is just short of $1 billion. So, you know,
wild.
Yeah, Wick. Yeah, it's crazy. Like the owner Wick, like he's certainly throwing money out there.
All right, brother. So getting to my two questions for you before the break that I threw to you, which was, can the Kansas City Chiefs go out there and three-peat? We don't see that in sports like anymore at all. So first and foremost, it is definitely a possibility. We know that. But health, all that stuff is extremely important. So first and foremost, can the Kansas City Chiefs three-peat in your humble opinion? And then second of all, who would be the biggest competition or who's in their way? Like, who do you think is going to give them the biggest problem this season?
Well, to answer the first part of the question in terms of can they three-peat, absolutely. They can repeat. You got Patrick Mahomes. You got the best in the game. You got Andy Reid. You got Kelsey. Everybody's coming back. Defensively, yeah, they can shut down people. But I think their biggest competitor in the AFC is actually going to is it's not going to shock that many people, but I think it's going to be Baltimore. You know, I just think Baltimore, the way they're kind of built and who they added in the off season, you know, they got Kansas City in their crosshairs. You know, like, that's the team, that's what we're building for, that's who we have to go out and beat. And with Harbaugh as coach, you know, that team, those players love playing for Harbaugh. They're going to go run through the walls for him, and they always bring a good defense. And anytime you got a game plan for Lamar, for sure. I to me, it's Baltimore as their biggest threat.
Look, I'm right there with you. Actually, I think the two biggest threats to him come from the same division, to be honest with you. It's Baltimore and Cincinnati. I think both of those teams are going to be really, really competitive and really good. And, you know, that's going to be nip and tuck between those two teams. We all love the addition of Derrick Henry, okay? We all love that.
Right.
And then you add Lamar to the mix. Like, literally, bro, honestly, they should be running for 250 yards a game. Don't you agree?
No kidding. Yep.
Like that absolutely. Don't you, like, I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, like, what's the number that they should be trying to achieve on the ground every game? And in my head, it's 250. You can get over 100 easily from both of those guys. My numbers might actually be low. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but so I'm thinking.
Yeah, who knows, right?
And so in a weird way, they could potentially, Baltimore I'm talking about, could potentially have the most explosive offense in all of the National Football League. Is that fair? Is that a potential? Is that possible?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely possible. Because you know, you got two guys that you can just ground and pound all day long. And just imagine, Andy, you get up, you know, Baltimore. Let's say Baltimore gets up by 10. They get up by 10 on somebody. It's late in the game. You got two guys that can just bleed the clock. They can just squeeze, milk that clock, and there's nothing the opposition is going to be able to do about it.
You know, this is what's crazy, okay? So I was just literally thinking about this as we were just talking about this, okay? We could see the numbers for them, right? Like, being completely opposite of what other teams' numbers are on the offensive side of the ball. They might be rushing the ball for 30 or 40 attempts, right? And they might only be passing it for 10 to 15 attempts. Like, this is going to be really, really interesting to watch how their offense and the balance of their offense. So this is my question, man. Does this help? Or does this stunt the growth of Lamar Jackson? Because they're going to be relying so heavily on the running game that, in a weird way, does that stop or kind of hurt the development of him passing the ball?
You know what? You would think it would probably maybe stunt it a little bit.
Right?
Because, like you said, They're going to be out running around, you know, him and Derrick Henry are going to be out running around, you know, but I'm sure in Harbaugh's head, you know, he doesn't exactly want his quarterback out running around all the time like that. Cause you and I both know you're one hit away from your season or maybe even possibly your career being ended, getting hit blindside, you don't see something coming and whack, you're on the ground and you don't know what day it is. So that's going to put a little onus on their wide receiving core, which, you know, they have Nelson Aguilar, they got Rashard Bateman, Malik Cunningham, Zay Flowers. So, I mean, there's guys there that can catch the ball. They're not – the thing with their receiving core, their receivers aren't exactly huge. Like, I think the tallest one that I see is like 6'1", you know, or maybe, well, I take that back. But I mean, there's a guy that's 6'6", Quadro Ishmael, you know, but Bateman and Aguilar are the main guys, and Flowers are going to be the main guys. So, and they're not big, so they're going to have to work on their route running, getting open, finding the dead spots in the zone to make it easier for Lamar to get the ball down the field without putting himself in peril.
Yeah, I think this dynamic is going to be very interesting to watch all season long, because at the end of the day, you're going to be given the ball 2 out of every 3 downs to Derrick Henry. So there's going to be 1 down for Lamar to either create for himself or pass the ball down the field to one of those guys who you just suggested, and or the guy that you left out, which is Mark Andrews. And he is obviously one of, if not the best tight end, you know, him and Travis Kelce. You can make an argument for either one of those guys, but we know how important Mark Andrews has been to him throughout his career. So I am really intrigued to see how Derrick Henry in the backfield for them makes them incredibly difficult to stop on the ground, but you can't forget about the passing game. They could be rushing the ball for 250 yards a game, but if they can't throw the ball at 150 a game, like 400 yards a game for them should be easy, in my humble opinion, right? Like I look at their squad and I'm like, well, they're gonna get a bunch of yards on the ground. They just got to figure out how to get down the field a little bit here and there. And my point is that when you're giving the ball to Derrick Henry 2 out of every 3 downs, Lamar's only gonna have 1 opportunity to be special out of every 4 downs. Like, so he gets a quarter. He gets a quarter of the percentage. Derrick Henry gets 50%, and then you've got to spread the ball around to the other guys for another 25%. Like, all I'm trying to say is, like, on paper, this sounds easy, but I think on the field, it's a little bit more difficult for this to just come together. Again, I'm going to use the same analogy, man. Like, everybody thought that Dame and Giannis together was going to be magic from the get-go.
Automatic, right?
Like, right. So like, this might take time too. And I think that they have the potential to be great, but let's not say they're going to be great week one. And I don't think it matters if you're great week one. Do you?
No, I don't think it matters that you're great week one. What I think matters as well, and I know I haven't mentioned it, I don't think I've heard you mention it, this puts a lot of pressure on that offensive line to be successful and to stay healthy. Because when you have 2 dynamic runners like this, but you got no blocking, and then you got a receiving core that is they're just short in terms of height, it could create, if a couple of guys on the offensive line get hurt and are out for an extended period of time, then we're talking about a different situation in Baltimore. So I'm sure Baltimore is, you know, they're scheming all sorts of stuff up, but at the end of the day, they're trying to keep that offensive line as healthy as all get out, because they know what they got offensively if that offensive line is firing on all cylinders.
And I'm just going to make this – I'm going to mention this as well. The team that we're not talking about, that we have been talking about for the past couple few years, is the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I also think this is kind of an interesting year for them and Trevor Lawrence and his development as a quarterback too. So be interesting to watch what they do throughout the season. All right, we got to take that final pause for the cause. We'll come back and do what we do, which is called parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. If you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
For the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Real quick, before we do what we do, which is called parting shots, I'm going to give you some vitals for us. You can get at us on the X. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, Dorf on Sports. For me, Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. And I'm going to go out on a limb, Mike Wilson, and I'm going to say that Xander Schauffele is going to win the Open. He has a three-shot lead right now, only a couple few holes left to go, and I think this guy is extremely talented and in very good control of his game. Got the Players' Championship, going to get this one, an incredible run this year. Parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Look, my parting shot goes out to the family of Utah State football player Andre Selden Jr. He drowned yesterday, and he was cliff diving. He didn't come back up. And with everything that Utah State is going through as a football program, they fired their coach because of sexual misconduct. This is just a little bit more salt in the wound for that school and that athletic program. But thoughts and prayers go out to Utah State football players Andre Selden Jr.'s family.
Absolutely, man. Thoughts and prayers. I'm right there with you. My parting shot is going to be this, man. What a great showcase for the WNBA here in Phoenix. Just going out there and having a very competitive all-star game. I think some of these other leagues can take a lesson from them because they did it right. They had a competitive game. It was fun. It was entertaining. And the gals played hard. That's all we want. For Mike Wilson, John Poulter, and Robert on the other side of the glass, I would be the DRF man saying peace. We'll catch you next week, everybody, right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.